Blog Talk Radio.
Talking political news, cultural topics, and a little witchy stuff, too. This is Conservative Cauldron Radio with your host, Becky Noble. And now, here's your conservative Wiccan, Becky Noble.
You are correct once again. It is your weekly dose of conservative Wiccanness. I know. Well, you know, it's getting to be that time of year, Halloween, spooky stuff, witches. You know, it's all interrelated, people. We're all interacting together. Good Friday morning, everyone. You are listening to Conservative Cauldron Radio. I am Becky Noble. Thank you, everyone, for chilling with me on this fabulous chilly but sunny and lovely Friday morning here in St. Louis. You are listening to Red Nation Rising Radio Network, www.rednationrising.us. It's hard to get out on a Friday sometimes, but please go there and check it out, because not just myself, but tons of awesomely talented people with tons of awesomely talented, wonderful conservative internet talk radio, two 24/7 live streams going on there at rednationrising.us. So please check it out. We are loaded. I have got so much stuff here. As always, I am hoping to get to all of it. And let's just get into it, because there's so many things going on right now. There's so much stuff happening, and a good portion of it is not being talked about and not being discussed. And so let's get into it. Of course, some of the big news is, of course, the debate on the third and final debate on Wednesday night between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, and who won and who lost, that kind of thing. excuse me, I still got a touch of whatever is going around, just doesn't seem to want to let go. So forgive me in advance. I apologize if I'm coughing or clearing my throat or anything. You know, the who won, who lost thing is, from what I've seen, it's gone along ideological lines. There are some conservatives, some hardcore conservatives, that, you know, will still say that Donald Trump missed some opportunities, and I think he did, but I think for the most part that he took this debate as well. He's took the second and now the third debate, and I personally think that there were several moments there where he brought things up that Hillary Clinton just was not ready for. She was not prepared for them, and I thought that she was obviously thrown off her game during certain moments of the debate. The moderator, for once, Fox News Channel's Chris Wallace, did a fantastic job. He threw hard questions at both of them, and that's in a nutshell, that's all we wanted. That's all, as Republicans and conservatives, that's all we want. We don't mind you throwing hardballs at Donald Trump, as long as you're throwing those same hardballs at Hillary Clinton too. And has not been the case up to now, but kudos to Chris Wallace. He did a great job, and I don't know that I think he may have thrown a couple of questions at Hillary Clinton that she herself was not prepared for, that she didn't get in advance from Donna Brazile. And we'll get into all that, of course, soon. But just to kind of, put a perspective on what we're talking about here, I've got a few debate highlights here. This clip is rather long. It's almost 7 minutes long. I couldn't find anything that was shorter, but I want to play this because, like I said, it'll give a sense of some of the things that were discussed, some of the things that were talked about, and we can talk about what those answers to those questions were. So here is just a little bit of what went on Wednesday night during the third and final presidential debate that was held in Las Vegas. Let's listen.
Really raises the central issue in this election, namely, what kind of country are we going to be? What kind of opportunities will we provide for our citizens? What kind of rights will Americans have? And I feel strongly that the Supreme Court needs to stand on the side of the American people, not on the side of the powerful corporations and the wealthy. For me, that means that we need a Supreme Court that will stand up on behalf of women's rights, on behalf of the rights of the LGBT community, that will stand up and say no to Citizens United, a decision that has undermined the election system in our country because of the way it permits dark, unaccountable money to come into our electoral system. I have major disagreements with my opponent about these issues and others that will be before the Supreme Court. But I feel that at this point in our country's history, it is important that we not reverse marriage equality, that we not reverse Roe v. Wade, that we stand up against Citizens United, we stand up for the rights of people in the workplace, that we stand up and basically say the Supreme Court should represent all of us. That's how I see the court, and the kind of people that I would be looking to nominate to the court would be in the great tradition of standing up to the powerful, standing up on behalf of our rights as Americans. And I look forward to having that opportunity. I would hope that the Senate would do its job and confirm the nominee that President Obama has sent to them. That's the way the Constitution fundamentally should operate. The president nominates, and then the Senate advises.
It is going to uphold the Second Amendment and all amendments, but the Second Amendment, which is under absolute siege. I believe if my opponent should win this race, which I truly don't think will happen, we will have a Second Amendment, which will be a very, very small replica of what it is right now. But I feel that it's absolutely important that we uphold because of the fact that it is under such trauma. I feel that the justices that I am going to appoint, and I've named 20 of them, the justices that I'm going to appoint will be pro-life. They will have a conservative bent. They will be protecting the Second Amendment.
Secretary Clinton.
Well, I strongly support Roe v. Wade, which guarantees a constitutional right to a woman to make the most intimate, most difficult in many cases, decisions about her health care that one can imagine. And in this case, it's not only about Roe v. Wade. It is about what's happening right now in America. So many states are putting very stringent regulations on women that block them from exercising that choice to the extent that they are defunding Planned Parenthood, which, of course, provides all kinds of cancer screenings and other benefits for women in our country. Donald has said he's in favor of defunding Planned Parenthood. He even supported shutting the government down to defund Planned Parenthood. I will defend Planned Parenthood. I will defend Roe v. Wade, and I will defend women's rights to make their own health care decisions.
Secretary,
and we have come too far to have that turn back now. And indeed, he said women should be punished, that there should be some form of punishment for women who obtain abortions, and I could just not be more opposed to that kind of action. You should meet with some of the women that I've met with, women I've known over the course of my life. This is one of the worst possible choices that any woman and her family has to make, and I do not believe the government should be making it. You know, I've had the great honor of traveling across the world on behalf of our country. I've been to countries where governments either forced women to have abortions like they used to do in China or forced women to bear children like they used to do in Romania. And I can tell you the government has no business in the decisions that women make with their families in accordance with their faith, with medical advice, and I will stand up for that. Well, that's because he'd rather have a puppet as president of
no
the United
puppet.
States.
No puppet.
And it's pretty clear.
You're the puppet.
It's pretty clear you won't admit
no,
that the Russians have engaged in cyber attacks against the United States of America, that you encouraged espionage against our people, that you are willing to spout the Putin line, sign up for his wish list, break up NATO, do whatever he wants to do, and that you continue to get help from him because he has a very clear favorite in this race. So I think that this is such an unprecedented situation. We've never had a foreign government trying to interfere in our election. We have 17 intelligence agencies, civilian and military, who have all concluded that these espionage attacks, these cyber attacks, come from the highest levels of the Kremlin, and they are designed to influence our election. I find that deeply ironic that he's raising nuclear weapons. This is a person who has been very cavalier, even casual, about the use of nuclear weapons. He's
wrong.
Advocated more countries getting them, Japan, Korea, even Saudi Arabia. He said, well, if we have them, why don't we use them, which I think is terrifying. But here's the deal. The bottom line on nuclear weapons is that when the president gives the order, it must be followed. There's about 4 minutes between the order being given and the people responsible for launching nuclear weapons to do so. And that's why 10 people who have had that awesome responsibility have come out and in an unprecedented way said they would not trust Donald Trump with the nuclear codes or to have his finger on the nuclear.
So there's just a little bit of what took place on Wednesday night during the debate. A couple of things. The part there right at the end there where Hillary was talking about the four-minute delay, I've heard a lot of people ask the question, did she actually give away some national security information by saying that? And what I've heard is that this is supposedly is common knowledge that there is a delay like this between the actual order being given and the people charged with the responsibility of launching the actual missiles, that there's a four-minute space of time there. Well, it might be widely known maybe among the political class, among the defense community, among the military community, things like that. I didn't know it. And I'm an average American citizen, just like everyone else, just like you. If I didn't know it, how many other people didn't know it? You know, it all depends on. Again, it may be common knowledge in various circles, but I didn't know it, and if I didn't know it, a lot of other people didn't know it either. And the other thing, I think, too, where Hillary really didn't do herself any favors was that when she made it very clear her stance on abortion, and I think, you know, I don't talk about that subject a lot here on this show, and primarily I don't do it because I'm going to have to feel my forehead and check for some signs of mental illness here, but I don't think that the government should be involved in this decision either. But aside from that fact, any government, any president, a Republican president or a Democrat president, but whether or not you are pro-life, whether or not you are pro-choice, I don't think that there is anyone, there are very, very few people, probably the most ardent abortion activists among us that are in favor of being able to obtain an abortion right up until the day before that child is born, in the ninth month of pregnancy, or to even go as far as partial birth abortion. I think that those two things are the most extreme of the extreme, and I don't think, again, even if you're pro-choice, there are with the exception of the most extreme people on that position are the ones who favor it. And I think that Hillary made it very clear that she's one of those people. She's one of those extreme of the most extreme. And the way she discussed it was very clinical, was very factual, and it illustrated a lot of the way she discussed it illustrates why she's in favor of it, if that makes sense to you. And I think that maybe for people who did not people who knew that she was pro-choice and knew that she supported Planned Parenthood and all those things, maybe there are some people now who are aware of just how extreme her views on the subject of abortion are. And I don't know that she did herself any favors, because I think the country probably is really split right down the middle on those views. It may be leaning more towards pro-life at this point, but I don't think she did herself very many favors there. The one place I thought maybe I was glad to see that Donald Trump did not interrupt her nearly as much as he did during the first and second debates. I thought, and the sniffing too, but that's kind of a minor detail for me. I was glad that he didn't interrupt her as much as he did in the previous debates. Where I thought maybe he didn't do himself a lot of favors was when she was talking about Putin and she was discussing about him just being a puppet for Russian President Vladimir Putin, and he would just say, "No, you're the puppet. It kind of sounded like, you know, it sounded like little kids going, "I know you are, but what am I?" And I thought that maybe he should have shown a little restraint there. But I am going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back. We will, of course, discuss more of the debate. We will discuss WikiLeaks and all that is involved going on there. The GOP office in North Carolina firebombed, you know, by those tolerant liberals. And I've got a couple of little cultural pieces here. I've got so much here to get to. I'm just going to take a break, and I'm just going to dive into all of it when we get back. And please do not go anywhere. You will not be disappointed. You're listening to Conservative Cauldron Radio on Red Nation Rising Radio Network.
This is Dinesh D'Souza, and you are listening to Red Nation Rising Radio.
Conservative Cauldron Radio.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days, free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
855-296-9017. 855-296-9017. 855-296-9017. That's 855-296-9017.
Look at these three words written larger than the rest, with a special pride never written before or since. Tall words, proudly saying, "We the people." That which you called Eid Blabnista was not written for the chiefs of kings, or the warriors, or the rich, or the powerful, but for all the people. Down the centuries, you have slurred the meaning out of the words, "We the people of the United States." In order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty. To ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish the Constitution, these words and the words that follow, they must apply to everyone or they mean nothing. Do you understand?
You're listening to Red Nation Rising Radio.
Boy, man, I had a rough night's sleep. Boy,
whew,
I got a letter from the IRS yesterday, and I just couldn't sleep. Man, I'm dying here. Somebody help me.
IRS problems affect more than just your finances. If you're ready to take back control of your life and you owe more than $10,000, you need to call the Tax Doctor. Their expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. The IRS has recently released new programs geared in helping struggling taxpayers, where you may qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor right now. See if you qualify to pay less. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. Again, 800-631-9123.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Paraswabs is the five-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Paraswabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Paraswabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that lip stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Paraswabs risk-free, call 1-800-925-9963. That's 1-800-925-9963. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends, family, and coworkers talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-925-9963. That's 1-800-925-9963.
We are back. You are listening to Conservative Cauldron Radio. I'm Becky Noble. Thank you for hanging out with me, TGIF people. You are listening to Red Nation Rising Radio Network, www.rednationrising.us. Check it out. It is completely awesome with loads of talented people. 2 live 24/7 streams of fantastic, great conservative internet talk radio. Please check it out. I am having some technical difficulties here today with the chat room, so the chat room is not open today. I apologize for that. However, you can call in here. The number is 347-857-2620, 347-857-2620 if you want to call in here and talk about the debate or WikiLeaks or, you know, whatever is going on here. But one other thing about the debate before I move on, and that is one thing I'm really glad to see is that Donald Trump is he keeps hammering on the fact that Hillary Clinton has been in the public eye. She has been in public, air quote, serving the public, air quote, for 30 years. And what does she have to show for it? Not much, not much of anything. Just about everything she touches ends up being a disaster. And so I'm glad to see that he keeps hammering that point, because people need to think about that when they think about when the left likes to talk about all about Hillary's accomplishments. Well, exactly what are those accomplishments? Half of the time when you ask those people, they can't list those any accomplishments of hers themselves. So I think that's a very good strategy that he keeps continuing to talk about the fact that she has been in the public eye for 30 years and what is there to show for it? Not much of anything. But, of course, the other thing that is going on, even though WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has had his internet access greatly reduced and or cut off, supposedly by Ecuador, where he is living in the Ecuadorian embassy, trying to dodge some extradition for a sexual assault charge. That's a whole other story. But his internet access was cut off. The Ecuadorian embassy says that they are responsible for it. There have been rumors, there have been talk that Secretary of State John Kerry had something to do with that. We don't have any confirmation of that. And I have not seen or heard that in a few days. So that could be that could be nothing. But even though he has limited access, there are still things coming out. And we have the John Podesta emails, Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman, former President Bill Clinton's chief of staff, John Podesta, with some pretty damaging emails. And they do not talk about Hillary's many of Hillary's core constituency groups in a very favorable manner. In one email, he discusses, air quote again, needy Latinos. There was some very, very damaging remarks about Catholics in the Catholic Church, which had to be a little, well, you know, for Hillary, it doesn't even occur to her to feel awkward. I was going to say maybe there was a few awkward moments for her last night at the Al Smith dinner in New York City at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel, but probably not. And just a host of other damaging information that has come out from WikiLeaks. The problem with it is that conservative media, we're covering it. We're talking about it, and we're covering it all, and we're trying to get it out there because we know that the mainstream media, and that's another thing, we know now without a doubt that it is fact that the mainstream media is in collusion with the DNC, with the Clinton campaign. We also know that there are things coming from the Obama administration. It's all connected. It's all interrelated. It's all very incestuous. Yeah, I'm going to use that word. It's all extremely incestuous. And so we know now that all of this collusion is going on. And I've said it for weeks now that Donald Trump is not just running against Hillary Clinton. He's running against the media. He's running against the Obama administration. He's running against establishment Republicans. That's a hell of a mountain to climb. And so there has been a lot of damaging emails come out during an interview after the debate on Wednesday night. DNC chair Donna Brazile was being interviewed by Fox News's Megyn Kelly, and Megyn Kelly pressed her, to her credit, Megyn Kelly pressed Donna Brazile on an email that surfaced about how she had gotten a debate question in advance and had passed it on to a former CNN colleague of hers, Roland Martin. And Donna Brazile's biggest concern was not the content of this email. It was the fact, she kept bringing up the fact that it was stolen. Well, nobody gives a damn whether or not it was stolen. How about the content? What about the content that says that you engaged in a serious ethical violation by passing on, that you possibly engaged in a serious ethical violation by passing on a debate question to one of your former CNN colleagues? Their concern is more with how the information came to light rather than the content of the emails, of the content of the substance of the information that is coming to light. It's bouncing right off of them, and it's amazing to me. It's mind-boggling to me. In addition to that, we also have, thank God for James O'Keefe and Project Veritas, because if it were not for them, well, of course, we never would have found out about Acorn and the nefarious activities that they were engaged in. But now we also know that there are people within the DNC, people who are very closely connected to the DNC, people who are being paid by the DNC to stir up trouble at Trump rallies and to commit voter fraud. We have it on tape now. We have it as fact that these things are going on. And I got to tell you, I am in the same place that former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich is, and every time I have seen him interviewed this week since this information has come to light, his first question is, where is the FBI? Where are they? They are nowhere to be found. There is talk that there are a few Republican senators, I believe Ted Cruz may be one of them, who are actively calling for hearings and some investigation into all of this. And they have it on tape. They have it. James O'Keefe and Project Veritas have it on tape of these people who have been charged with going to Trump rally. They explain how they do it. They explain how the process works. Well, if you wear a Planned Parenthood T-shirt, or if you wear this sort of T-shirt or that or this, that it's going to incite violence. And we already know that the Trump people are crazy, and so they are going to start fights with you, physical fist fights with you, and that's what they want. That they're being paid. They admit on one of the tapes there's an admission of people being bussed in. And basically what it is it's information that conservatives and Republicans have suspected for years. Not just, it didn't start just with this election cycle. It started a long time ago. In fact, on one of the tapes, people are heard saying that they've been doing it for 50 years and they're certainly not going to quit now. And so they're just basically, what it is a verification of everything that we have suspected and known all along about the Democrat Party, about the left, about the tactics that they engage in. And so, again, there have been several senators who have called for hearings into this. I have a report here. This is from Breitbart. One of the people involved here is a guy by the name of Scott Fovell. He was with the liberal advocacy group Americans United for Change. Since these videos have come out, he has been fired from his job. He has been relieved of his duties at Americans United for Change. There was a quote here from someone at Americans United for Change, the head of this organization, Brad Woodhouse, stating, quote, "Americans United for Change has always operated according to the highest ethical and legal standards. Scott Fovell is no longer associated with Americans United for Change," unquote. Well, you know, that brings that whole thing into question, whether or not they are operating on an ethical, a high ethical stand, if they are operating from a high ethical standpoint. But it goes on to say, in an exclusive interview with Breitbart News, James O'Keefe said he believes that this is not the end. Quote, "They want to make Scott Fovell the fall guy, but this rot goes higher and deeper. This was a conspiracy to create a narrative that Trump supporters were dangerous and out of control. This scheme was created and approved at the highest levels of the Hillary Clinton campaign and the Democrat National Committee," O'Keefe said. A quote from Fovall published in the widely read Breitbart article supports this, with Fovall saying, quote, "We are contracted directly with the DNC and the campaign. I am contracted to Robert Creamer, who is also another individual on these tapes who is admitting to some serious ethical violations. But I answer to the head of special events for the DNC and the head of special events and political for the campaign through Bob." That would be Bob Creamer. "We have certain people who do not get to talk to them at all." This also was reported earlier in the day by Breitbart. Fovall also explains how the operation is set up to allow the DNC and the Clinton campaign, quote, "plausible deniability," unquote, in the event that the true nature of the deliberate violence is discovered. "The thing that we have to watch is making sure that there is a double blind between the actual campaign and the actual DNC and what we're doing. There is a double blind there so that they can plausibly deny that they heard anything about it." So what you have here is more collusion between these organizations, these left-wing organizations who are charged with going to Trump rallies and causing trouble and physically attacking people even. They, in one video, they take credit for the cancellation back in March of a Trump rally in Chicago, where there were several people who were seriously injured during the melee that went on there. And it's proof of things that we have always suspected on the right, things that we have always suspected to be going on, and it's basically been verified. And we know that with the left, and we know now with the Democrat Party, that all's fair. We know that the ends justifies the means, regardless of what those ends are, that nothing is off the table, that there is nothing, there's nothing that they are going to not stoop to do in order to win this election. And one of the things that everybody has their panties all in a bundle out about today and yesterday was the fact that during the debate, when Chris Wallace asked Donald Trump, would he abide by the decision of the American people, and would he excuse me, would he abide by the election results regardless of what they are? And his answer to that was, I'll tell you at that time. And so everybody's all up in arms about that comment. Well, here's the thing. Like I just said, all of these videotapes from Project Veritas just verify what we know to have been going on for years. And this ties in with the fact that Donald Trump has been saying at his rallies recently in the last couple of weeks that the election is rigged. Well, we have proof now that if it's not rigged, there is a serious, serious attempt to rig it. And so why on earth would he say, well, yeah, Chris, whatever happens, happens. I'm cool with it. No. Why should he do that? Because by doing that, he forfeits his right to challenge anything that he believes to be untoward or fishy. And so everybody's all in a wad about this. Well, you know, Democrats, as usual, have, and liberals have selective memories about this. And, you know, apparently they don't remember the 2000 election, the 2004 election. Every time Democrats lose an election, they yell voter fraud or they yell the election is rigged. And, excuse me again. So it apparently it's okay for them to do it. You know, it's okay for me, but not for thee, as usual. That's standard operating procedure for liberal Democrats. So now that we have proof positive, and President Obama even came out this week and talked about how there was no such thing as voter fraud. Are you insane? There were people in Cleveland just last year, I believe, there was a woman that was convicted of voter fraud. She had voted in the 2012 election 6 times. And you're going to tell me that there's no such thing as voter fraud? The American people know better. Republicans know better. Conservatives know better that there absolutely is voter fraud going on, and this just confirms it. So I think the answer that he gave Chris Wallace the other night is probably it's right on. I think there's way more people that are agreeing with that answer than disagreeing. The only people who are really having a fit about it are Democrats and liberals. But so I don't think WikiLeaks is promising more things to come out with. We have, 17 days to go, 18 days to go? And I think this is going to be one of the most interesting and volatile, amazing 2 weeks and a few days in American history. It's WikiLeaks says that they are not done yet. I don't believe that Project Veritas is done yet. I think they have more to come. And it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. But we also have, of course, earlier this week in North Carolina, the GOP headquarters in Orange County, North Carolina, was firebombed. Those tolerant liberals at work again. But you know what? To the Democrats' credit, I do have to, in a companion article to this story, that Democrats, this is a Newsmax article from Monday of this week, Democrats have launched the firebombing went on last weekend, took place last Sunday in Orange County, North Carolina. Democrats have launched a GoFundMe page for the North Carolina Republican County office that was firebombed. Quote, as Democrats, we are starting this campaign to enable the Orange County, North Carolina Republican office to reopen as soon as possible, unquote. The page read, adding that two differences not engage in violence. Quote, we talk, we argue, sometimes we march, but most of all we vote. We do not resort to violence by individuals or by mobs, unquote. The GoFundMe campaign raised $13,117 and was ended after it reached more than its goal of $10,000. Dallas Woodhouse, the head of the state's Republican Party, said, quote, the only important thing to us is that nobody was killed, and they very well could have been, unquote. Nazi Republicans get out of town or else was written on the side of a building near the headquarters in Hillsboro. Both presidential nominees addressed the attack on Sunday. Hillary tweeted, the attack on the Orange County headquarters of the GOP office is horrific and unacceptable. Very grateful that everyone is safe. While GOP nominee Donald Trump accused Clinton supporters of the attack. According to the Charlotte Observer, police and the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms are continuing to investigate the incident. Quote, this highly disturbing act goes far beyond vandalizing property. It willfully threatens our community's safety, and its hateful message undermines decency, respect, and integrity in civic participation, unquote. That is a quote from Hillsboro, North Carolina Mayor Tom Stevens in a quote he gave to the Charlotte Observer. But also earlier today, this morning, I read that they do have someone in custody for this firebombing. Don't know anything much more than that, but there is somebody in custody. They do have a suspect in custody over that. I am going to take a quick break, and we're going to switch gears a little bit. I have a couple of little cultural stories here, I think, that might be interesting. So I am going to take a short break. I will be right back, and we will talk about some Halloween costumes. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Conservative Cauldron Radio. You're listening to Red Nation Rising Radio Network.
Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here, host of The Kevin Jackson Show. You're listening to Red Nation Rising Radio.
Conservative Cauldron Radio.
Boy, man, I had a rough night's sleep. Boy, whew, I got a letter from the IRS yesterday, and I just couldn't sleep. Man, I'm dying here. Somebody help me.
IRS problems affect more than just your finances. If you're ready to take back control of your life and you owe more than $10,000, you need to call the tax doctor. Their expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. The IRS has recently released new programs geared in helping struggling taxpayers, where you may qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the tax doctor right now. See if you qualify to pay less. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. Again, 800-631-9123.
Are you getting squeezed by the economic downturn? Hey, you were doing fine. Then, all of a sudden, you're having a tough time paying your family's credit card bills. Maybe you were downsized or even lost a job, but you still owe 10 grand or more in credit card bills, and you just can't afford the minimum payments anymore. We're here to help. We are the Genesis Debt Partners. We know the secrets to negotiate better terms with your creditors. Make a free 10-minute call right now and learn how we can help you get out of debt. 800-807-9767. If you owe 10 grand or more in credit card debt and you want to learn how you can pay less and get out of debt faster, call right now. 800-807-9767. 800-807-9767. Get out of debt now. 800-807-9767.
The following message is brought to you by Health Markets, your first choice when you need health insurance for your small business. Do you offer health insurance to your employees? Call us now and see if you can save money. Do you want to offer vision and dental to your employees? Call us. Do you think you're paying too much for your current health insurance? Call us. Do you want somebody else to do all the legwork and search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide? Call us. We're Health Markets, and thanks to a little-known solution, we could help your business save thousands of dollars on health insurance costs and save your employees money, too. Our service is free. Don't miss the great savings. Call now.
800-470-8021. 800-470-8021. 800-470-8021. That's 800-470-8021.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is DBA of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc. Licensed in all states. Product availability varies.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-949-8708. 800-949-8708. 800-949-8708. 800-949-8708.
You're listening to Conservative Cauldron Radio. I'm Becky Noble. You're listening to Red Nation Rising Radio Network, www.rednationrising.us. Very quickly, before I have to move along here, some poll numbers here. These would be post-debate polls. This is from Real Clear Politics. Right now, the RCP average nationally has Hillary Clinton at 48.5%, Donald Trump at 42.2%. That is a 6.3-point spread for Hillary Clinton. A couple of battleground states here. In Minnesota, Clinton 44.3%, Trump 40%. Colorado, Clinton 44.5%, Trump 37.3%. Virginia, Clinton 45.3%, Trump 37.3%. Georgia, Clinton 40.5, Trump 45.8. New Hampshire, Clinton 44.8, Trump 36.8. Maine, Clinton 42.5, Trump 36.8. And in Arizona, Hillary Clinton 41.8, Donald Trump 40.5. So in all but, let's see, a lot of these are within the margin of error, and, you know, I think that I don't know that a whole lot of people are trusting poll numbers this time around. I know someone personally who has had I don't know how many pollsters have actually called him because nobody's calling me, but he's had pollsters call him, long story short, that when he tells them, and he says he's changed it up a little bit, but when he tells them that he is a Republican, they promptly hang up on him. So I think we know without a doubt that a lot of these pollsters are undersampling Republicans. So I think there's a lot of that going on. Again, there could be some people who are just not telling pollsters who they're actually going to vote for, that there is a swath of people, a chunk of people who are not telling people who they're truly going to vote for if it's Donald Trump. So how much of that is going on, we don't know, but I think there has to be some. But on another note, you know, Halloween is coming, and, you know, we all want to be very politically correct about our Halloween costumes, and we don't want to offend anyone. So at the University of Florida, this is a report from Newsmax. This is from last Friday. Yeah, it's from last Friday. The University of Florida is promoting a 24/7 counseling hotline for students to utilize if they feel troubled or offended by their peers' Halloween costume choices this Halloween. In a Gator Times newsletter posted on Monday, that's what would be the 10th of October, The administration encourages students to, quote, think about your choices of costumes and themes, unquote. Another quote here from the Gator Times. Some Halloween costumes reinforce stereotypes of particular races, genders, cultures, or religions. Regardless of intent, these costumes can perpetuate negative stereotypes, causing harm and offense to groups of people. Also, keep in mind that social media posts can have a long-term impact on your personal and professional reputation. If you are troubled by an incident that does occur, please know that there are many resources available. Please take advantage of the seven-day-a-week presence of the You Matter, We Care program at the University of Florida by sending an email. Additionally, there is a 24/7 counselor in the Counseling and Wellness Center available to speak to by phone. Halloween costume choices have become somewhat an issue of political correctness since last year, when a Yale faculty member's memo encouraging students to push the boundaries set off a wave of protests and discussions on, quote, safe spaces. So if you are a University of Florida student and you feel a microaggression being triggered, I'm not sure how to use all of these words in a sentence anymore. I really am not. But you can call the hotline, and they will help you. They'll help you through it. And this report goes on to say that Erica Christakis, then an associate headmaster at Yale's Silliman College, followed up the notice with an email to the students living in the residence hall where she was an administrator. Quote, is there no room anymore for a child or young person to be a little bit obnoxious, a little bit inappropriate or provocative, or yes, offensive, she wrote. American universities were once a safe space, not only for maturation, but also for a certain regressive or even transgressive experience. Increasingly, it seems they have become places of censure and prohibition. Good for her for speaking up for that. Her words stirred an uproar, which eventually led to her resignation. So we can't have any of that. We can't have any speaking your mind and speaking out. UF's newsletter comes just days after Wisconsin Lacrosse hosted an event meant to educate students on racially insensitive costumes. Fox News reported that about 30 students showed up after protesters had been placed around campus asking, quote, is your costume racist? So be very careful of your Halloween costume choices. Because, like I said, you don't want to trigger any microaggressions or anyone being offended so that they have to run to their safe space. Because, you know, that ruins everyone's Halloween and just ruins the fun. And my only question is this. Why are we raising a nation of wussies? You have no right to not be offended. That's the problem here. And I agree with this woman who is the professor. Is there no room anymore for kids, even not just little kids, but college students? Is there no room anymore for people to just have one night out of the year to be silly and obnoxious and yeah, possibly offensive? You know, get over yourselves. Try some decaf. Get a little sense of humor, because colleges are not they're not the places of free speech anymore that they should be, and that's a shame. There is also here, again, a report from Newsmax. A new poll finds that many people within America's younger generation are unfamiliar with communism and communist leaders. The YouGov survey concluded, for example, that 80% of millennials did not know that communism has led to the deaths of 100 million people, and only 55% of this age group said communism was and still is a problem. Other key findings from the poll are 33% are unfamiliar with former Russian leader Vladimir Lenin, while 42% are unfamiliar with former Chinese leader Mao Zedong. 15% have a very unfavorable view of socialism, while 38% said the same for communism. 42% have a favorable view of capitalism. Russia, which is no longer communist but is ruled by former KGB officer Vladimir Putin, has been displaying signs that typically come in times of war. Putin recently called back to Russia top Russian officials, politicians, and their children, and talk of war is back on Russian state television. Well, the reason that young people do not know what socialism and communism is anymore is because it is no longer taught in public schools. Thank you, NEA. Thank you, National Education Association, who is very closely aligned with, wait for it, the Democrat Party. Finally, before I have to get out of here, very quickly. Looks aren't everything. At least that's what one Japanese dating service is trying to prove by requiring participants in speed dating sessions to wear white surgical masks. In order to achieve marriage, it is important to provide chances to know a partner's personality and values in the early stages, said Ki Matsumura, head of Tokyo Dating Service Anniversary. We chose surgical masks as an essential tool for that. White surgical masks covering most of the face are common sights in Japan where people don them to avoid catching diseases, keep out pollen, and sometimes just to keep their faces warm. Some women also opt for a mask on days where they haven't worn makeup. Since I wasn't judged by my appearance, I think I was able to be more outgoing with women, said 28-year-old Yasumatsu Kishi at a weekend speed dating event for 19 men and 18 women. Dating services are booming in Japan as young people shy from tying knots. The marriage rate has plunged from 50% over the last 40 years, from 10.1 per thousand in 1975 to 5.1 per thousand in 2014. That is according to a health ministry survey. Young people brought up in the digital era find face-to-face encounters daunting in ultra-polite Japan, while long work hours add still another hurdle. Those make kankatsu, active marriage-seeking activity, often the only option. I think I was able to find out more about their inner selves and not just judge them by their looks, said Chiharu Sakahara, a 28-year-old office worker. In this event, personality matters. I quite like that. She added as she was prepared to leave with Kishi and two friends for another date. This time, masks were optional. You know, sometimes, isn't there jokes about being single and putting a bag over people's heads? Or I just wouldn't have the patience anymore to be single. I'd be an old lady with like 47 cats. I don't know. Anyway, on that note, I am out of here. Everyone have a fantastic weekend. Please go to politichicks.com, brand new there, conservativecauldron.blogspot.com, facebook.com/BeckyNoble, and on Twitter @PatriotWitch. Everyone have a fabulous weekend, and I will see you next time.